VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for Tuesday's terrorist attack on a hotel and office complex in Nairobi, Kenya. Police say at least 15 people were killed and a still undetermined number of wounded. One report says an American and a British citizen are among the dead. Kenya's Interior Minister, that is, says the country is safe and the situation is under control, but gunshots could still be heard several hours after he made that pronouncement. The attack on the Dusit D2 complex began in mid-afternoon with an explosion outside a bank and a suicide bombing in the hotel lobby. The hotel and shops are in an upscale Nairobi neighborhood, popular with American, European, and Indian tourists. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility of the attack. George Musumali is director of the Center for Risk Management in Africa.
If you look at the way this attack has been carried out, it has the hallmarks of a terror attack. And remember, this is not the first time we've witnessed this kind of method being used. And we are aware that several attacks of a similar nature have been thwarted by the security agencies based on intelligence that had been received.
The attack came a day after Kenyan court charged three men for alleged aiding the Westgate Mall attack in 2013 that claimed the lives of 67 people and injured 150. Al-Shabaab has been involved in numerous terrorist attacks in Kenya this decade, including the Westgate Mall assault.
The British House of Commons, on a 432-202 vote, defeated Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan Tuesday for Britain's departure from the European Union. This is VOA News. In a stunning decision announced Tuesday, the International Criminal Court in The Hague announced it had acquitted former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo of war crimes charges. The ruling is another major setback for prosecutors in the first case against a former head of state at the tribunal. From Paris, correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA.
The former president was charged with crimes against humanity in connection with violence that erupted after Ivory Coast disputed 2010 election. The country's current president, Alassane Ouattara, was ultimately declared the winner. But months of unrest left a bloody footprint in a country that had already weathered a civil war. Critics fault the prosecution for a number of errors, including creating the perception of a one-sided justice by failing to simultaneously treat alleged war crimes carried out by Ouattara supporters.
The lawyers for the runner-up in the Democratic Republic of Congo's disputed election urged the Constitutional Court on Tuesday to order a recount of ballots. They say the election was rigged against their candidate. The December 30th election was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. Aides to President Trump say a group of Democrats have turned down the president's invitation to have lunch as the government shutdown drags on.
The administration tried a new approach in sidestepping leaders like Nancy Pelosi and instead inviting other Democrats to meet with the president.
We want to work with rank-and-file Democrats.
Not long after White House spokesman Mercedes Schlapp spoke, the administration announced none of those members agreed to attend. And instead of a bipartisan lunch, the president would meet with House Republicans alone. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump is thinking about recognizing Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. CNN announced the report, citing three unidentified sources. Guaido is the leader of Venezuela's opposition-led party, Congress. He said last week he was willing to replace socialist President Nicolas Maduro. A court in Moscow has extended the detention of eight Ukrainian seamen who were among 24 captured by Russian coast guards in the Black Sea. Three Ukrainian vessels and their crews were fired at and seized by the Russians in November. Russia insists the men should be put on trial for violating its border. Ukraine calls them prisoners of war who were illegally captured. On Tuesday, a Moscow district court ruled that eight of the 24 sailors should be kept in custody until late April. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.